Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today, on November 30th, we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle, who was born in Bethsaida and was a disciple of John the Baptist before he became a follower of Christ, to whom he brought his brother Peter. After Pentecost, he preached the gospel in many lands and was put to death by crucifixion in Achaia. So let us ask for his intercession this morning as we begin. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Our hymn this morning, St. Andrew, who once cast your nets, will recite verses 1, 2, and the last. We find this in the I Breviary, this hymn. St. Andrew, who once cast your nets upon the lake of Galilee, show now your skill in catching souls and save us from the world's wild sea. St. Peter's brother during life, not even death your souls could part, since both endured the bitter cross with patient and courageous heart. Beloved saint, so dear to Christ, help us to run the path of love, that we may all God's praises sing, united in full joy above. Amen. Two men followed the Lord from the beginning. One of these was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Two men followed the Lord from the beginning. One of these was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter.
The Lord loved Andrew and cherished his friendship. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all, forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
The Lord loved Andrew and cherished his friendship.
Andrew said to his brother Simon, "We have found the Messiah," and he brought him to Jesus. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Andrew said to his brother Simon, "We have found the Messiah," and he brought him to Jesus.
You are strangers and aliens no longer. No, you are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God. You form a building that rests on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is fitted together and takes shape as a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. You have made them rulers over all the earth.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
They will always remember your name, O Lord.
Over all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You have made them rulers over all the earth. I bow before the cross made precious by Christ, my Master. I embrace it as his disciple. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I bow before the cross made precious by Christ my Master. I embrace it as his disciple. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us voice our thanks to the Father for all his gifts.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praised be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles,
which refreshes us and gives us life.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word prepared for us by the apostles,
giving us light and joy.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church, founded on the apostles,
where we are gathered together into your community.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles,
through which we are cleansed of our sins.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
And now, let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, in your kindness, hear our petitions. You called Andrew the apostle to preach the gospel and guide your church in faith. May he always be our friend in your presence to help us with his prayers. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer today on this feast of St. Andrew and this first Monday of Advent. Have a great day, everyone.